Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Fred Schuelt. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bump Hadley. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bump Hadley. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Johnny Woodward. Batting second. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting third. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hod Leesenby. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Hod Leesenby. And now, play ball. Fred Schuelt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schuelt strikes out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McManus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campbell. The throw from Tate and he is out, Rein applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward takes first base on ball 4. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Webb moves to second. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a fly ball into center field. Schuelt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a line drive into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hod Leesenbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leesenbe strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whatwood. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Whatwood steals second. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 1 in the game. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Hadley covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley strikes out. Two outs. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 1 in the game. Schultz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Storti moves to third. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McManus is called out on strikes. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jolly hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Webb moves to second. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 1 in the game. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a pop-up towards third. Pickering juggles the ball. That's an error on Pickering. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campbell moves to third. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive towards short. Rein reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Campbell scores. Goslin moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Storti hits a line drive into left field. Jolly picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jolly. Goslin scores. Storti moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Browns, 2, Red Sox, 2. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. Tate hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hod Leesonby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leesonby is 0 for 1 in the game. Leesonby bunts towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Melillo covering, for the out. Tate moves to second. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Whatwood hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 2 in the game. Rein hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hadley hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schultz hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tate fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jolly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Webb chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards McManus. McManus fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on McManus. Campbell moves all the way to home. It's 3-2, Browns. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood fields the ball and throws to Leesonby covering. Safe. Goslin moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Melillo bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Goslin moves to third. Farrell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bob Klein now pitching. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Storti hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goslin scores. Farrell scores. Melillo moves to third. It's 5-2, Browns. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-2 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood fields it and throws to home to get Melillo. Storti moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oliver hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-2 in the game. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to third. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Farrell for a passed ball. Oliver scores. It's 5-3, Browns. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Schult reaches second base with a double. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns bunts towards the mound. Klein fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schult moves to third. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Campbell is hit by the pitch. Burns moves to second. Bob Wieland now pitching. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goslin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schult scores. Burns moves to third. Campbell moves to second. It's 6-3, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Burns scores. Campbell moves to third. Goslin moves to second. It's 7-3, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan fields it and throws to third to get the runner. Goslin is safe. Campbell scores. Goslin moves to third. Farrell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 8-3, Browns. Len Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Storti strikes out. 1 out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-3 in the game. Levy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goslin scores. Farrell scores. Melillo moves to second. It's 10-3, Browns. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hadley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melillo scores. Levy moves to third. It's 11-3, Browns. Will Seymour now pitching. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whatwood for the out. 1 out. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0-for-3 in the game. Rhein takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jolly for the out. 1 out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Hadley covering, for the out. 2 outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Storti hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Levy hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Storti moves to second. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hadley hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 3 in the game. Pickering hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Marv Olson pinch hits for Wilson Moore. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy misplays the ball. That's an error on Levy. Pickering moves to second. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Whatwood hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pickering moves to third. 2 outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Olson moves to second. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Rein hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 11, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.